You're listening to Folk Alley and the Folk Alley Radio Show, and I'm Elena C. Thanks for listening this week. Well, recently I've been glad to share some excerpts from our new favorite podcast here at Folk Alley. Basic Folk is a podcast that focuses on honest conversations with folk musicians, and it's hosted by Folk Alley's own Cindy Howes. Now, Cindy recently welcomed singer-songwriter Bob Hillman into the studio. We'll check out a new song from Bob and a little of their conversation next.
There was a time, I was at a Kerrville Folk Festival one time, and I met that songwriter and guitar player, Jack Williams. You know who I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Just like a super masterful musician and cool all-around guy. We'd met before, and I said, oh, we met, you know, a couple years ago at this thing. And he goes, he looked at me, he pointed at me, and he goes, angry songs.
Yeah.
It was a little bit of an eye-opener. Like, if that's the way I'm going to be remembered, I might need to shift gears just
right,
a little bit.
Right. So I read about that story on your website. You did this great blog post called What Is My Problem? Highly recommended reading. So you told that story, and you were also talking about how anger used to show up in your songs. How did your relationship to anger and approach evolve, like, after that Jack Williams story? Like, what was the relationship like with anger?
The feedback just built up. And as we discuss this, I'm having a therapeutic moment where I realize that it built up over time. Comments like the Jack Williams one. I mean, I've already given you three examples of times that I've gotten feedback about it. And so I think what happened is that there was, it gets sunk in. I don't have much to be angry about. I grew up privileged. I haven't been commercially successful in music, but I've been artistically successful. I guess you could argue that I have things to be angry about, but you could also argue that I really, really don't. And, you know, it's possible that I just got over myself after my 20s. Mm-hmm. You know, I was living in New York City. It's somewhat of an angry place. It's possible that if I'd been in the Boston folk scene, I would have been mellower, because I would have had access to, you know, my friend's farm or whatever, and could have chilled out for a few days, but I think I somewhat grew out of it, but there's an intentional aspect to it. Let me say one more thing about that. I've always been committed to growing as a songwriter, and Joni Mitchell, when I got into Joni Mitchell's middle period, Hajira and the Hissing of Summer Lawns in particular, I started exploring more than trying to make a point. In my 20s, I often would be like, here's what I wouldn't necessarily say this in advance, but by the end of the process, I'd think something like, here's the point of this song. Here's what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. But once I listened deeply to that middle Joni Mitchell period, also the middle Leonard Cohen period, like The Future and the one after that, whose name I'm forgetting, what Joni really was doing in songs like Amelia and like Shades of Scarlet Conquering is just exploring and going all over the place and sort of thinking aloud in a coherent manner. And I just started getting really into doing that. And anger just went out the window because I was no longer trying to make a point.
Concentration.
Title track from the album songwriter Bob Hillman released this past November. It's called Downtown in the Rain. Gorgeous stuff. He's based these days in the San Francisco Bay Area, but started his career in New York City in the early 90s. I also shared a little bit of the conversation Bob Hillman had with Folk Alley's Cindy Howes. Cindy is a Folk Alley host who also produces a great podcast called Basic Folk. You can listen to their entire interview right now at folkalley.com. And of course, you can subscribe to Basic Folk wherever you like to get your podcasts. Check it out. And speaking of the website, folkalley.com, right now you'll find a review there and also on our free mobile app of John Smith's new recording, The Living Kind. Here's a standout track.
I went free and of my own accord. Might as well have been another world. I left behind my darling one as she began to walk all on her own. I watched her footsteps on a video in some distant dressing room. I decided as the curtain went, it was I that gave up there and then. Oh, keep on going. I went out and did the best I could. Trade a milestone for a piece of wood. And keep on going. Thank you. much as I can. I keep dreaming of a piece of land in some bright corner of England. It'll come together, come what may. If I make it work, it's bound to pay. We're not just dreaming of living. I decided as the curtain went, it was either give up there and then or keep on going. All of the time, in all of the spaces, our love fills the distances. See you in the faces of everyone I meet. So again, you help me honor my feet. I'll keep working on the mighty can write the words, I'll let you know. Ah, just how much I love you. I decided as the curtain went, it was either give up here and there or keep on going. I went out and did the best I could. Trade a milestone for a piece of wood and keep on going.
Like a raging sea, lashing and crashing my side till I just gave way. You were the tempest tossed, given up for dead and lost, and you sailed off the eye of the storm. You were the eye of the storm. Then you left me behind when you severed all ties. Sworn lone drifter you'll be, but you'll never be free. Oblivion bound, you'll never be found. You'll sail on the eye of the storm. You're the eye of the storm. So high on the seas you roam, a sack of skull and bone, all plunder and pillage inside the room.
hasn't touched you at all. You're still the same as before. Still plowing and cursing the deep in your man of war. With all the whiskey and rye and a curse on your mind, you sailed on the eye of the storm. You're the eye of the storm. Across my mind, just a mumbling, stumbling thief in the black of
From the album she released last spring, Keep Your Courage, that is Natalie Merchant with Eye of the Storm. Gotta love the pipes and the flute on that song. Just gorgeous. John Smith has a new album just out. It's called The Living Kind, and I shared a standout track from that album, a song called Milestones. We've got a review of John Smith's new album at folkalley.com or on our free mobile app and on our social media, too. Check it out. This is Folk Alley.